Atzmura, Paragimel, Mishnah Beis. Vlad Toda Utmurasa. The Vlad of a Korban Toda, somebody's mafish, a behemoth, to be brought of a Korban Toda. And the behemoth has a Vlad. Or the Tmura of the Toda. He takes the behemoth's chul and he says, I raise the Tachazu. Vlada. Uvlad Vladan. Atzofa Olam. Hare Elu Ketoda. Or if the Vlad Toda or the Tmura of Toda has a Vlad. Or it has a Vlad Vlad. The Vlad has a Vlad. Ad sofa olam. This goes on forever. If the Vlad Vlad had the Vlad, or the Vlad 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 had the Vlad, all these behemoths have a din, like the Korban Torah itself, with one exception, that lechem is not brought with it. And only the Korban Torah itself requires that lechem be brought with it, as our 40 lechem that are brought with a Korban Torah, but the Vlad Torah or the Tmura Torah, lechem is not required to be brought with it. Tmuras olam. Somebody makes a tmura of a korban olah, he takes the behemoth's chulin and he says, I raise the tachasu. Now we're talking about where the tmura was a zachar. The only zachar can be brought as an olah. If he makes the tmura from an akeba, such a case not brought as an olah, like we'll see in the next mission. Uvlad tmura, the vlad of a tmura. Here we're talking about obviously where the tmura was an akeba, even though the tmura itself is not brought as a korban olah since it's an akeba, but the vlad, if it's a zachar, could be brought as a korban olah. Vladan uvlad vladan atzof olam hari elu ka'olam. Or if the vlad tmura has a vlad. Or if the vlad of the vlad tmura has a vlad. Atzof olam, this goes on forever. No matter how far down the line you go, all the behemoths are brought as a korban ola. Utunin heshib and ituach v'chala le'eshim. And it has all the demon like a korban ola required that the or the hide be stripped from it and the basar should be chopped up into pieces and then all the basar is put on the mizbeach and entirely burnt. None of it is eaten by the kohen, just like the regular korban olah is totally consumed on the mizbeach. Mesachet Tmura, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel, Amafish, Nekeva, Leola, V'yoldo Zachar. Somebody who sets aside and is ma'atish, a behemoth Nekeva, to be brought as a korban olah. And the Nekeva cannot be brought as an olah. But even so, the behemoth has Kedusha since he was ma'atish. V'yoldo Zachar. And the Nekeva gave birth to a Zachar, and that Ben also has Kedusha since his mother has Kedusha. The din of the Ben is Yerachi Estai V'Yimacher V'Yavi B'Dam of Ola. The Zachar is set out the pasture until it gets a mum, and once it has a mum, it is sold, and the proceeds of the sale is used to buy a Korban Ola. Now, even though we had in the previous mission that a Vlad of a Tmuras Ola, it itself is brought as a Korban Ola. So why is this Vlad not brought as a Korban Ola? Since it's a Zachar, it could be brought as an Ola. The answer is, in the previous mission, we're talking about the Vlad Tmuras Ola, that the Ola itself could be brought as a Korban since it's a Zachar. But here, this Vlad is the Vlad of a Nekeva, and the Nekeva cannot be brought as an Ola. So since the original Ola cannot be brought as a Korban Ola, the Ben also cannot be brought as a Korban Ola. Instead, it's set out the pasture until it gets a Mo. Rabbi Eliezer Emer Huatmo Yikra, although the other disagrees, he said that the Ben could be brought as a Korban Ola, even though the mother cannot be brought as an Ola. The Zachar that it gives birth to could be brought as a Korban Ola. Hamafish Nekeva Lashon. Somebody has set aside and is Makdish of Behemoth Nekeva to be brought as a Korban Ashram. He did an Avera, which is Mechayev him to bring an Ashram, and he set aside a Nekeva for that purpose. But an Ashram has to be a Zachar, not a Nekeva. Tira Achit Tistaye, Betimacher, Beyavi, Betimel Ashram. That Behemoth, since it's a Nekeva, Nekeva cannot be brought as an Ashram. It's set out to pasture until it gets a mum, and then it is sold, and the proceeds of the sale would be used to buy him the Korban Ashram that he is hired to bring. Im Karav Ashramo, Yiklu, the Mahal and the Dover. But if he went ahead and brought his Ashram from a different behemoth, so this behemoth that was set out to pasture, the proceeds of the sale is used for the Nidava, meaning to say it is used to buy Olos Nidava that are brought by the Tzipa that call Olos Kayetz HaMizbeach. That when the Mizbeach is idle, they would take money that was set aside for Nidava and they would buy Olos and bring it on the Mizbeach, so the Mizbeach would not be idle. Rabbi Shimon Omer Timacha Shalom B'mo. Rabbi Shimon says, in such a case that he set aside Nekeva for his Ashram, since a Nekeva cannot be brought as a Korban Ashram, it's as if it has a Mum already, as Ein Lecha Mum Gadol Mizeh. That's the greatest Mum, that it's a Nekeva and it cannot be brought as an Ashram, so therefore we don't have to wait until it gets a Mum. It could be sold right away, and the proceeds of the sale would be used to buy him a Korban Ashram. Now, even though Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue with that, which we had earlier in the Mishnah, as somebody who sets aside a Nekeva for an Ola, that even Rabbi Shimon agreed that it has to be set out to pasture and then sold, it can't be sold right away. The difference over here is that we sometimes do find a Nekeva
is brought to the Korban Ola, which is an Olas Ha'Oth could be even a Nekeva. So therefore, since we find sometimes that an Ola could be brought as a Nekeva, so we have to wait until we get the Mum. That which is the Nekeva itself is not considered a Mum. But an Asham is never brought as a Nekeva, so therefore, that which is the Nekeva, the greatest Mum possible, and therefore we don't have to wait until we get the Mum, according to Rabbi Shimon, we can sell it right away. Tmuras Asham. Somebody makes a Tmura from an Asham. Vlad Tmurasa. If that Tmura has a Vlad, Uvladam, Uvlad Vladam, Atsopa Olam. If the Vlad has a Vlad, or the Vlad has a Vlad Vlad, and this goes on forever, if the Vlad Vlad has a Vlad, and so on, and so forth, in all these cases, Yiru Achi Yistavu, Vimachu, the Yiplu, the Mam, and the Dava, they would be set out to pasture until they get a Mum, and then they would be sold as the proceeds of the sale. We would buy Olos and the Dava Olos, Kayet Hamizbeh, that is brought by the Tzibur. The reason why a Tmurat Asham and a Vlad Asham is set out to pasture, is not brought as a Korban itself, is because since we have Allah Moshe Messina, that a Tmuras Chatas and a Vlad Chatas is put to death. We also have Allah Moshe Messina, but any time the din by a Chatas is that it's put to death, the din by an Asham would be that it would be set out to pasture, and with the proceeds, we would use the money for an Adava. So therefore, since a Tmuras Chatas and a Vlad Chatas is put to death, a Tmuras Asham and a Vlad Asham is set out to pasture. Rabbi Eliezer, or Yamusu, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says a Tmuras Asham and a Vlad Asham is put to death, just like a Chatas, as Rabbi Eliezer holds, an Asham has the same din as a Chatas, just like a Tmuras Chatas and a Vlad Chatas is put to death, so too a Tmuras Asham and a Vlad Asham is put to death. But Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yavi, B'dmeyam Olav. Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the Tanakhama that a Tmuras Asham and a Vlad Asham is set out to pasture. Just he argues on one point, which is the Tanakhama holds that the proceeds of the sale of the Asham after it gets a Mum would be used for Olos Nedava, Olos Siba, Olos Kayet HaMizbeah, while Rabbi Eliezer holds the proceeds of the sale is used to buy regular Olos Yachid. The Olos would be bought by the person himself who was originally Makdish. The Asham would not be an Olos Siba. Asham Shemesu Bala, Vishakipu Bala. An Asham in which the Bala of the Asham died. The person who did the Aver, which was Machai from the Asham, then he was Makdish Behemoth, be bought as an Asham, and before he had a chance to bring the Asham, he died. Or the Bala was Neshaper Ba'acher. Somebody set aside a behemoth to be brought as his Asham, then that behemoth got lost. And in the interim, he was makdish a different behemoth, brought that behemoth as his Asham, then he found the original Asham. The din is, Yirashi Yistar V'yimachar V'yiplu Dambar V'linadabar. When you find the original Asham, or in the case where the bomb of the Asham dies, the Asham is set out to pasture until it gets a Mum, and after it gets a Mum, it is sold, and the proceeds of the sale is used to buy Olos and the Dabar, Olos Kayetam is there. The reason being is that since, as we said before, that any time the din by a chatas is that it is put to death, the din by an asham is that it is set out to pasture, and a chatas in which the balam died, or the balam was neschaper ba'achar, the chatas is put to death, so therefore by an asham the din is that it is set out to pasture until it gets a mum. Rabbi Eliezer, I know Yamusu, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says that in this case that the balam died, or the balam was neschaper ba'achar, that the asham is put to death. As we said before, Rabbi Eliezer holds that asham has the same din as a chatas, but Rabbi Eliezer, I know Yavi, B'dmeyam Olos. Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the Tanakhama that it is set out to pasture, just he holds the proceeds of the sale is used to buy an Olos Yachid, not an Olos Sibah.